Welcome back to the SMHR Heads podcast. I'm Gideon Tong, your host, and today we have two guests. Gideon, that is Matt. So why don't you each of you introduce?
Hi.
All right, and don't forget that you can text in your listener message to 484-519-0077. Once again, that's 484-519-0077. And we're also taking voicemails so we can play your voicemail if you leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be playing a game, like two truths and a lie. So if you haven't heard this game before, it's really simple. I'm going to tell you three things, and one of them is a lie. And you're going to have to figure out which one is a lie. So who wants to start?
Sam.
All right. I'll start. All right. Two truths and a lie. So the first time I ever went to the first
Believable. Sorry.
And, I took college courses when I was in middle school. My sister took math and which is a college course. It's mostly college kids. You just took.
Oh, damn.
I wouldn't.
Yeah,
that's
like,
true.
But was she?
Yeah, what? But the first thing, let's talk about the first thing.
Well, I tried my best to make all three believable.
Right.
I tried my best to make
all three the first time.
Shout out to the person behind the camera. That's my sister.
Yeah.
He probably knows the answer to this, so.
Really?
And yeah. Uncle Davey is Gideon's dad, by the way.
Can you give us a name?
I never turned it in 1 week.
Or his mom won.
Yeah, that's why.
You
don't have control.
What if my mom took?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, why? Never mind.
Okay, you just
ask him. What if it's a theater?
No.
What if it's the college?
Theater.
Okay, now
I'm taking notes.
That was a forced laugh. All right, so you take your votes. We should keep a score.
Yeah, that'll be
1 point for every time you get it right.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, what's your vote?
Can we all hold it up at the
same time?
Yeah, 1, 2, or 3. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
What's the number? Who is the one I went to the mall for the first time in high school?
Yeah.
Maybe I should.
The answer was 2.
Oh, yes!
Yeah! I knew it. Gideon.
It was 2. It was the mall. Because I went to. In middle school, I went to the mall to see the Apple store.
Yeah. Right. So
you went to the mall.
Yeah, so number 2 was a lie.
Yeah, you said the first time you went to school.
I know. I said that you didn't smile.
You knew that was.
Yeah, I went to the movie theater for the first time in high school. Which is true. And the number 3 was also true.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, after you said Gideon did it, I was like.
Gideon would do that.
Yeah.
Because Gideon told me about it.
Smile. I tried to get
up. Right.
All right, who wants to go next? Do you have a guest go? Or do you want, since Sam has been preparing, do you want Sam to go or do you want
him
to
prepare?
I don't have.
No, I'm just, but.
But it's boring.
All right, Sam.
cut it off.
All right, welcome back. So that break was just taken for us to think, and now we're gonna have someone else share their two.
Yeah.
Let's have Matthew.
Yeah. Okay. Young Mike.
I like eating oyster. I've been to New Hampshire. And I eat gum because I'm too lazy to spit it out.
Okay. Number one, it's number one.
I don't know. I feel like
Matthew.
Yeah.
Number one.
I feel like Matthew loves goes to Golden Panda.
I can't verify whether he's been in New Mexico.
Yeah, that's true. He's born in New Mexico. Definitely been to another state because his dad moved. Your dad's been to Kansas. Matthew, have you been? That's a rip to Kansas. If you can't remember. Have you been to the?
Not.
Well, there's our answer.
I think Matthew.
I feel like he's the type of person to swallow his gum.
Number one, it's number one.
It's like that one's a lie.
What? Yeah, wait, but you. Oyster's good because I know he loves crab legs. I know you eat clams. I know you. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, oysters are like the trash can.
Ouch to all you oysters out there.
I mean, that's what oysters are. Oysters are decomposed. Sure.
Just like clams. I like.
Do I like plankton?
Yeah. He admits he likes.
Did I say, do I like plankton? I said that unintentionally. I'm sorry. I'm not chewing right now.
I don't think I've ever heard him say that before.
Cam have a lot of bad gum.
Yikes. That'd be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Okay. I swallow gum because I'm too... I eat.
Yeah. That's the... I feel like he likes... I feel like he likes... Matthew is... decomposes everywhere.
All right, I'm done. I'm settled. But that's my answer. Number one.
But that's true. I think that's true. I'm not going to put...
Okay. Daniel, you're still thinking.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah.
All right. I like to eat oysters. I've been in New Hampshire, and I swallow my gum because
I'm... but maybe not.
While we're thinking, there are Easter eggs in this episode. So if you find one, text us at 484-519-0077.
I found one. It's in his face.
Oh.
Ow. Hey, you nice pack.
I think Matthew.
Right.
Or like he's an answer.
Has he eaten clams before?
Well, I mean, number two is New Hampshire. That's like so random. I don't know. Like it's like so random that it's like believable. I don't know.
It's like he's been to Vermont and Maine, but not New Hampshire.
Like, smile.
So, Matthew, what's the capital?
Matthew's troll.
But then he could be shaking his
head. Have you been to New Hampshire?
Some audience, somebody in the audience is going to be like, told you so in the comments.
That's Pastor Peter.
Matthew's actually.
He's at the door.
Bethany.
Oyster.
I think we'll meet.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey,
you like oysters?
No.
I've never had an oyster.
Oh, wait, so you like oysters?
Oh, no, I've had oysters.
Wait,
I've had oysters. I haven't.
No, I'm.
When did you go to?
Okay, I was conceived when I was in New Hampshire.
Right, that way.
But I wasn't like physically there. Like I was physically there, but I wasn't like on my own. I was in New Hampshire. Yeah.
It's like how what's that guy's name?
It's like if I said I've been to Kansas. Technically, I've been to Kansas. I've never seen any inch of Kansas, but I've been.
Right, so you're in your
mind. Yeah.
Kansas too?
Well, there it is.
And yes, I swallow my gum because I'm too lazy to spit it out.
Yeah,
that's
the New Hampshire one. That's
something. I just thought you've been to Vermont or something.
Yeah.
I thought you were just like.
What? I was nodding because I was falling asleep.
On my third question, I asked.
I think I know which path in college you're going to be. Be like E1. He doesn't know what to do.
Forensic psychology.
We can either stop it here and continue.
We're doing
10 minutes. Unless we can spend in 10 minutes.
Douche break. Let's just do it in.
I have played.
Wait, so we can extract information from
the what before?
The violin.
Wah-ha-ha-ha.
I have.
A trombone violin?
Trumpet.
Trumpet violin.
Wah-ha-ha-ha.
As in played, you mean you picked it up and actually like made a note or made a sound. Okay.
Learned?
And it was not just like a random.
On Sundays, jumping on the drums and hitting the snare once. Or
no.
So what do you like?
In a class.
Like if you were to play the
class. In a class.
In the
class.
You took lessons. Okay. So instead of playing, it's took lessons.
Yeah. And the
Yep, you're gonna anger a lot of people.
I know.
Wanna sleep?
Currently.
Yeah.
Jonas, that's fine.
Okay, Sam played violin.
What middle school did you go to?
I'm gonna bleep this out, but what middle school did you go to?
So who else went to this middle school?
Darn, okay.
Yeah.
But
go Coyotes.
I've never
I think it'd be either so
I thought you
No, okay, I'm gonna explain why I think violin is a bleep. Because if he's been taught in a class, okay, either drums or trumpet could be true, but not both, because in the band.
Okay,
you know, all of them?
All three were not part of school.
Okay, Ryan's never taught him drums. I never taught him. I don't think, like, he's not the person who drums named Billy.
It wasn't.
Okay, so no, not drums. So that's a lie.
But,
lie. I think it's drums. I've never taught him. Ryan's never. Nate's probably hasn't.
But you guys,
he played violin. Yeah, he played violin. Sam played violin. He has
violin. One here, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, then violin.
Like brother, yeah.
Yeah,
like his brother.
He's probably picked it up at one point.
I can see him playing trumpet.
I can see the trumpet, too. I was like,
we saw him play trumpet.
He did.
For a time, yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Are we gonna guess?
He's been
like fortunes. Hey, it's the Kellen.
This is speaking.
Yeah. Future police
you a little
interrogators over here. Where were you on the night of March 9th, 2017?
Were you alive 2014?
Ouch.
There was the four.
Alright, Alex found me up.
I'm ready to vote. I'm ready to vote as well. After we vote, don't tell us what the answer is. We want to have your brother also vote. If he gets it wrong, then we can laugh at him. I wasn't thinking about
it. So,
oh, God.
I don't know.
I got it. I think I got it.
Oh.
All right. 5, 4, 3.
So I don't vote.
2, 1.
Oh, this is
stop.
I don't know. All right.
Now, what's your vote?
I think it's
2.
What? Wait, really? I thought you.
Remember, I took one day.
I remember that.
Violin.
Wait, you took the violin class? I thought you did trumpet.
Oh, you took the violin class. I was also.
Oh, I thought you chose a different one. I thought you played trumpet, because I played trumpet for that one day. Yeah.
Alright, we can laugh at him.
We
have to laugh.
Trumpet guy.
He's
like a brass.
Yeah, we got trolled. Dang, good job, man. We got trolled.
Violin.
Alright.
Oh, yeah.
You know, considering the amount of empty space.
Oh.
Splue spray. No, that's gonna be it. All right, we're gonna be playing more Two Truths and a Lie. If you wanna tune into the next episode, you can watch more Two Truths and a Lie. So catch us on the next episode, and don't forget you can leave listener messages at 484-519-0077. Bye.
When are you filming next?
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to our podcast. Sorry about the audio quality this week. That was totally unintentional, and since we recorded a couple episodes back-to-back, the audio quality might persist through a couple episodes, so we're going to try to improve it as best as we can. We're going to run it through some noise filters and do our best. This episode was definitely a learning experience for us in terms of getting the recording quality right, as well as the quality of other kinds of episodes, as well as where is the appropriate way to record this episode. So if you actually watch the YouTube version of this episode, you're not going to be hearing this message that I've recorded for you, because the YouTube version is going to be slightly shorter. It turns out that recording in a loud environment, as well as an environment that's totally open, what an untested microphone is not a good idea, and I should have tested the microphone beforehand, but we will be switching microphones, hopefully back to the old one, although if we cannot obtain the old microphone, we will be using alternative methods in the future. In addition, episode 9 is going to be a lot shorter than normal. We did start off with a 30-something minute episode for episode 1, and we are now down to 12 minutes, which is what I'm looking at right now as I am editing this podcast, which is actually a lot shorter than I am used to editing, and it's not something that I would like to continue this trend, because I think that 20-minute episodes are honestly the sweet spot. So thank you for listening to actually this part of the episode, and I guess I could include an Easter egg here. So if you've listened all the way here and stuck it through, even with this terrible, terrible audio quality, the Easter egg for this week is going to be right here, and if you found this Easter egg, you should text us at 484-519-0077, because, of course, we love those Easter eggs, and we love it when you guys text us with those Easter eggs, and that you found those Easter eggs, and things like that. Also, if you have any suggestions for us, we'd love to take your suggestions, especially as some of the kids go off to college, and the member list of this podcast will quickly change and adapt to that. considering that there are two people who are collegians on this podcast and that the three others are not, it's going to be quickly becoming more and more difficult to record this podcast. So we thank you so much for supporting us, especially through this first season. We've learned a lot, and we hope that you continue to enjoy this podcast, even as we have small hiccups and humps along the way.